Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Thank you for listening again to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
So glad that you guys are with us as we continue talking about how to live to the full potential of your identity in Christ. Here we go.
It's a great one.
Let's go.
And we're on number three of this. And learning your identity in Christ really is the secret to freedom. I want to start with a favorite. Everybody loves The Lion King, right? Oh, and yeah. You think there's anybody that doesn't like The Lion King?
I'm sure they exist, but they probably aren't very happy
people. It's one of those great ones. And in the movie, King Mufasa takes his young son Simba out and shows him all the land and says, "All this one day will be yours to rule," right?
Oh, yeah.
He says, get the vision, one day, except for the hyena territory, the dark lands.
Everything the light touches.
Oh, that's pretty good. Everything the light touches will one day be yours to rule.
Yeah.
That was his inheritance. He was going to inherit that as the son of the Lion King. Ironically, my experience is that most believers in Christ never have that experience. They don't know what they're inheriting. The scripture tries to tell you what you can inherit, what you are an heir of. And if you can get a vision for that, it's going to inspire you to grow into that. Mm. You know, because everything, and this is the classic with the Lion King. What he's saying is, Simba, you're going to inherit all this, but you're not ready yet. You're going to have to grow a lot to be able to handle this.
To get to that capacity.
And, of course, then what we know about the story is, what is the growth process, really?
The dad has to die. Mufasa's got to go.
And the hyena's got to chase and try and kill Simba. Mm-hmm. And you got to go make friends with Puma. And what's his name? Timon. Pumbaa, mm-hmm. You know, a warthog, mm-hmm. and basically you got to go through deep suffering. Okay, we don't want to get off on that. Okay, here we go. Let's use Romans 8:16-17, which brings that in. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, mm-hmm. heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ. So we have an inheritance. More than going to heaven is your first inheritance, mm-hmm. but it's so much broader than that. But he says, here's the condition, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. Notice the similarities between this and the Lion King, okay? So what he's saying is, listen, in Christ, you've got a huge inheritance. Everything that touches the light one day will be yours. But you're going to have to grow into that, and growth requires suffering.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting that there's really no growth that takes place without suffering? Well, I suppose there's some growth, but it's not good growth.
I don't know. I think there's probably
you got some illustrations of growth through suffering. I'm thinking of my wrestling coach.
Yeah.
That I was not growing.
Yeah.
And they looked at me not growing and they said, "We need this guy to grow." And they made me,
or you'll be dead weight.
Yeah, we were dead weight. And so they made me run laps in the morning before practice in the afternoon. We went to two a days.
Ouch.
So that I could grow.
The whole team or just you?
It was the whole team, but
way to go,
but
Benjamin.
Because I was not growing, there was very experienced runners there, and they made me lead the entire time.
Ouch.
Which means if I became number two, here's what that would sound like. I would hear Davis! And And that was code for get back up and lead the running pack. I needed to grow. Got any other growth stories?
Yeah, we had a pretty similar. I had a basketball coach. It was like, you guys might get, and I think he might have, you know, looked at our team and thought maybe you guys aren't very good.
It happens.
And said, you guys might get beat by skill, but you will not be beat because you're tired.
Oh, man. Oh, so I know what those words mean.
I remember the first week of practice as an eighth grader, and I could not walk on the weekend because my legs hurt so bad from everything that he had us do.
You know, after that wrestling season for me, I got to where I could run a straight up Washington level mountainous hill and not be winded. I mean,
yeah,
that's how hard they pushed us.
Yeah, we did get beat by skill a lot that year. But we did win several games.
Because you outwinded the other team. Because
we outlasted the other team.
Yeah, yeah,
It's not very fun. It's a little more work at that point than it is, you know, just getting to play basketball. But it did work.
Let's bring that into Christ.
Okay.
What are kinds of suffering that we have seen might be required to grow? Might be. Because they're not. It's not universal. You can't say, oh, well, this is the kind of suffering you're going to have to experience to grow. Now, I suppose if you're a coach, you might. But yeah. But what are the kinds of suffering we see people have to go through if they want to grow into their inheritance?
Yeah. I think at some point, not at some point, pretty close to the beginning, if you want to have success anyway, you have to get over the fear of rejection.
Okay. All right. Fear of rejection.
Yeah.
That is probably because...
And you will suffer a little bit because of it.
Yeah. Especially if you're serious about God. If you're really serious about Jesus... you probably have family members that are only half serious about Jesus or not serious about Jesus at all.
That's true.
And now you're different. You might have friends that are half serious about Jesus or not. And the bottom line is your dedication to Jesus makes them uncomfortable. Therefore, the most natural reaction is to reject you.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So, yes, you're going to have to overcome rejection. That's going to be a part of your suffering is you're going to be rejected by people. Accepted by God, rejected by people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Other things. These are just general things that we've seen as pastors that you might need to suffer in order to get your inheritance in Christ.
You will suffer some unanswered prayer.
Which
hurts really bad. People don't like to talk about that as much. But there will be some unanswered prayer. And it's not that the Lord punishes in that way, but what I do think he does is he's showing us, how do I say this carefully? I think sometimes prayers will go unanswered because the Lord knows that if he answered that prayer, you wouldn't need him anymore.
I heard Bill Johnson say...
Can I say that?
Am I allowed to say that? You can say it. Because unanswered prayers, unfortunately, are a reality of the discipleship growing process.
Yeah.
We talk about answered prayers all the time because we're trying to build faith, but unanswered prayers are a reality.
And what's the Randy Clark? It's the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
The thrill of victory and agony
sermon,
of defeat.
That sermon book is
set
so
me free.
Helpful with that,
Bill Johnson said, if you're not getting your prayers answered, you might change your prayers. And I thought that was a creative way to talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's true. Unanswered prayers can be a deep form of suffering for the disciple. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'd go so far as to say that show me a person that is really going to be in for lifetime, and I'll show you a person that had to wrestle with an unanswered prayer and just set it aside and say, I'm going to move forward with God in spite of not understanding that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that can be a deep form of suffering. There's obviously the types of, you're going to have to learn self-control.
Yeah.
That's self-control is deep suffering.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what it's in. It's what it does, whether it's in pornography or food, how much food you eat. That's a big thing in America. These are both really big things in America.
Yeah.
Or whether it's your temper or holding that word instead of releasing that word that bites somebody, you know,
that you really, although really, in, although you really want to let that loose.
You really want to, because you'll feel better if you can hit that person really hard with your words.
You think so anyway. Yeah.
Of course, we see this with the little kids in the daycare. Daycares are really getting popular. Yeah. And the problem is that kids bite by nature.
It is in there.
For some reason,
yeah,
it's in their natural makeup to bite.
For sure,
as a way of getting what they want, or whatever,
or getting back,
or something,
yeah.
And the daycare cannot tolerate biting kids. So if the parents don't teach the child not to bite, they can't make it in the daycare, because you can't have kids biting kids. You can't have kids going home all the time with bite marks.
Yeah, especially once they reach a certain age.
Yeah, it's a real problem going on, you know. And of course, I think you guys had a unique solution to this. might have been a little suffering attached.
There was some suffering attached. We bit back. Because let's think about this logically. My wife loves it when I share this stuff on the podcast, because for some reason everybody...
I was baiting you.
Well, everybody goes and talks to her instead of talking to
me.
And so if you think about it logically, they really don't know how it feels like. And it's not like we bit her finger off or something.
Yeah, right.
But she doesn't know how much pain it actually causes until you do it back.
Right.
And then it's like, well, did you like that? And what's the immediate answer?
No.
Oh, I didn't like that. Like, well, then don't do that to anybody. And so it's like, obviously, that lesson doesn't work with everything,
yeah,
but it stopped that biting immediately.
Yeah, right. You know, so that's the self-control issue, right? Yeah. You can control your bite.
Yeah.
You know, of course, as adults, you can control your words.
You can.
You don't release that biting word, you know. Yeah. And so these are forms of suffering. Honestly, if you want to grow into your inheritance in Christ, you will discover what the suffering looks like.
Yeah.
It's different for different people. Don't think that guy's suffering has to be your suffering. It's going to look something unique for every person.
Yeah.
But you will discover it. Then you'll be faced with a choice. Do I want it bad enough? Mm. Do I want to grow into my inheritance in Jesus bad enough to wrestle and deal with the suffering? And if you do, you'll press on through, and eventually, you know, everything that's in the light will be yours in Christ.
Yeah. Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.